Hi friends, this is Laura Purdy Salas on Friday, August 9th, 2019, and this is my weekly working writer update from a children's writer, but I'm actually doing something a little bit different this week. I have worked on various projects, and you know, the usual kind of stuff has happened, but over the past couple of months, I have talked on and off with an agent. And I've mentioned it here, I think, a few times, and so I wanted to kind of let you know what happened and reflect on the good and the bad of it. So this agent represents a writer who I have collaborated on a project with. And the agent is a very well-known and credible, agent, so I had no doubts about her skill or her credibility or honesty or anything like that. When she offered to talk with me about possibly representing all my work, I was excited but also nervous. I've been with an agency before for about 8 years and had not really the results I wanted to have. And so we chatted, and I sent her some works, and she asked me, you know, what is it you're looking for in an agent? Like, what kind of relationship are you looking for? And I told her, and I was very upfront about the fact that, number one, I need to know where my manuscripts are out to, which I think should be a basic thing that every agent provides. And she was totally fine with that, but I always kind of say that up front. And then I told her that I am very prolific, which can be a blessing, but also a curse. I have a lot of manuscripts and I submit them, you know, pretty regularly. I am sort of a submissions beast. Although this spring, with my crazy schedule, that has not been quite as true as usual. But anyway, so we had been chatting, and I asked her if she was by chance going to be at ALA in Washington, D.C. this year, because I was going to be there, and she said she was. And so we found a time that overlapped, that we were both available, and set up a meeting. And at this meeting, so I went in to this meeting very nervous, first of all, because I'm always nervous about meeting people in person. But I went in, and in my head, the pros of having an agent, you know, would be credibility and less time researching publishers and submitting my work. So that would be awesome. And also, of course, access to some publishers that I don't have access to. In my experience, many publishers that say they only take agented submissions, that's not necessarily true. I have sold books unagented to publishing houses that officially do not take unagented submissions. And I regularly submit and get responses from various editors at these publishers. But there are several publishers who publish beautiful books, where I would like to submit work, but I can't because these ones do happen to specifically adhere to their official official policy of no unagented manuscripts. So those would be the pros. The cons, and what I was really worried about, is a slower submission rate, because I'm a working writer. I need to sell a certain number of books regularly to earn a living. The other con that I was worried about was, you know, if she doesn't like a manuscript, then what happens? Because my previous experience is that an agent, generally, if they don't like a manuscript, you can't submit it either. So those were the cons in my mind. The 15% commission rate was not a con. I mean, of course it's a consideration, but I would happily pay 15% to an agent who totally got my work, was, you know, right on board with me, and would submit pretty heavily and regularly. And I didn't know if that was the case or not. And I did speak with a couple of her existing clients who all spoke very highly of her. But the reality is, and when we talked in person, you know, she totally acknowledged the reality that, you know, she has many clients and wouldn't necessarily be submitting all of my work all of the time, which is completely realistic. So at that in-person meeting, she had mentioned a possible approach might be to have an intern or an associate agent who would submit the kind of books I'm already selling to the kinds of publishers I'm already publishing with, while she worked with me on more of a breakout picture book of the kind that is highly commercial and published. I don't know if commercial is the right word there, but the kind published by her favorite editors and publishers who she really likes to work with. And she has some big name clients and, you know, many award-winning clients and lovely writers. And I would certainly be interested in working on that with her, but I was still concerned about, you know, being able to keep up with submissions on the kinds of things that I'm already selling. And to be clear, she wasn't knocking my writing. She was very lovely, and she said, you know, these are terrific books. You already have the relationships in place to sell these books. And to continue to sell to these publishers, you don't need me. I would not really add value for you. It's only if we were working on different kinds of things. And so she left it that, why didn't I send her some more manuscripts, especially ones that were the kind I didn't feel would be taken by the kinds of publishers I'm already published with. So those manuscripts that were maybe a little bit darker or a little bit quirkier or irreverent or, you know, just kind of that different feel where I felt like I don't have people I can submit these to. I sent her a lot of stuff by email, and after a few weeks, which was very quick considering how much stuff I sent her, she emailed me back and agreed that maybe we weren't the best fit right now. She said of the manuscripts I sent her, there were two that she felt like, yes, this is in my yes pile, you know, she would be happy to submit those. But two out of the number of manuscripts I had sent her maybe wasn't a high enough proportion. And I agree. While I like her and I think I would benefit from working with her, also, I feel like I would end up maybe frustrated over the timing of things, you know, just the reality of not having any control kind of over when things get submitted. But what she did, in addition to emailing me back this really nice letter, and she left it open for the future, you know, maybe right now doesn't feel like the best fit, but perhaps in the future it would be. And so she gave me feedback on a bunch of my manuscripts, and here was a little bit of it that totally resonated with me. A lot of your other projects seem a little too eager, is somehow the word coming to mind, to tell a story in such a way that somehow I don't feel space for a top-notch illustrator to make the book into more. For example, manuscript one, I'm leaving out my manuscript titles here, would be stronger if it were sparer and not so complicated. I'm not sure about the blank aspect of that story, but the idea of blank, kind of the premise of the book in general, is fascinating. Manuscript two is similarly overly complicated and wordy, and I think manuscript three could also benefit from somehow simplifying. Now, to be clear, she probably would have never read all these manuscripts and given me this very useful feedback if we had not met in person. So that's just another plug for, you know, going to these kinds of conferences where you might have the opportunity to meet and talk with editors or agents in person. I need to wrap up quickly here because my file size is probably getting too big. But interestingly, that simplifying part struck me, that the manuscripts she was talking about, they're all manuscripts I love, but they're also all manuscripts that rely a lot on wordplay or puns. And I have probably gotten too deep into the language play and made them too dense. Even though they're short, there's still too much there. And then today in my inbox, I got a newsletter from a watercolor instructor who I'm on her email list, and she was talking about plein air painting, and she said, simplifying has always been my approach to solving problems in watercolor, because when I simplify, I get to the heart of my struggle, and I can remove obstacles one at a time instead of trying to plow through them all at once. That's Angela Fair. And she's talking about a different creative pursuit. But that part, because when I simplify, I get to the heart of my struggle. I thought, you know, that's what my manuscripts need. These ones that need to be simplified, I'm burying them maybe in so much text that that heart of the struggle is getting lost. So this gives me something really deep to think about in several manuscripts and kind of maybe an overarching problem I might need to look at in my writing. So the gifts that this agent gave me, she forced me to think in depth about what kind of books I want to write, how I feel about the books I'm already writing and publishing, and what other things I might aspire to write as well. She helped me get over my unagented stigma, kind of. When we met in person, I felt like she, you know, was basically offering to represent me. Of course, in the way she would represent any of her writers. So subject to where she felt my career needed to go. And so now I do feel more like it's my choice to be unagented at this point. I don't know what will happen in the future, but for right now, that's my choice, and I feel good about it. She helped me see a common problem in my text, something that many of my manuscripts have in common. So I'm going to be thinking about that. She gave me specific feedback on several other manuscripts as well, things like the point of view feels too close in this manuscript. So just invaluable feedback from someone who knows the picture book world inside and out. She also mentioned an editor she knew who might be a good fit for another project she looked at, and I have since submitted that project to that editor. And there's probably more too, but those are the main things. And finally, she did all this really kindly and respectfully and professionally. And I am just so grateful, you know, that she took the time to do all this for a writer who she ended up not, you know, I'm not going to be working with her. So it was just really, really generous of her. So I wanted to share this with you guys so that I can just share with you that, you know, not everything that ends in a rejection or a decision not to work together in some way. Not all of that is just painful. Sometimes it's a gift. Sometimes it is validation of what you're already doing right, or sometimes it's a gift of knowledge and insight that you didn't have before you met and talked with this person. So I'm super grateful to this editor, to this agent. The only reason I'm not saying her name is because I don't want her to be deluged with 1,000 emails saying, oh, I know you give feedback on people who, you know, are asking about being represented. So I'm just keeping her name private for that reason. But overall, it was just a lovely experience. So that's kind of the, I think, the most momentous thing of my past working week is gathering all the thoughts she gave me. I've made notes in all the texts that she commented on so that I can think more deeply about each one and hopefully make them into stronger manuscripts so that when I send them back out on my own, maybe I will be a step closer to finding homes for those particular picture books. All right, that's it for this week. Next week, I will be back to my regular format. Happy writing, you guys.